This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Dukes and Bell, guys, coming up, we're going to have more on the draft here in just a second as we talk about what's going on around the NFL. But I was going to say there was one time we got busted, and we were all seniors in high school, and all the guys that we were hanging out with, we were all of us had committed. Mm. So our scholarships were on the line, and we're out at a house party hanging out, and somewhere a buddy of mine sent me a picture of this years ago. About 4 or 5 years ago, and I just started laughing because I remembered. You ever see a picture from? It takes you right back to that place,
right?
And I remember this party and like the girls that were there and like who we were trying to holler at. And, right. And there's beer all, everywhere on the right. table. That just beer everywhere. And I remember that party because we're all sitting there and woo, and somebody said the cops are busting this party. And everybody was so afraid that we were going to get our scholarships taken away because we would have been minors in possession at that point. And so, and once you guys, if you've been through this, you guys know, but they're like, once you sign, it's like, don't get in any trouble, right? You're literally, you're looking forward to like the next semester and you're going away and it's like, don't get in any trouble. So we're having a good time, man. And these cops, I mean, it was like 6 cop cars.
Right.
Whoop, they roll up. Noise, you know, somebody complained about the noise and the music.
Of course.
And to your point, Mike, like literally, we scattered like cockroaches. Everybody's running their own way. People are jumping fences. And everybody that got, you know, we all got away.
Right.
But to this day, we're like, dude, do you remember that night that we were like this close? And by the way, we had friends that went to jail. They handcuffed friends of ours. People went to jail because they were trying to prove a point. Like, all of you are going to jail tonight. Everybody's running. So to your point about drinking underage, Mr. Mustache, that was not necessarily all the time.
I know it would probably be about, you know, based on the time of the movie, Dazed and Confused is mid-70s, so you'd have been in school 10 years later or a little bit more. How much of that, growing up in San Antonio, was like Dazed and Confused, which takes a part in like sort of like country, small-town Texas?
Yeah, but see, this is the deal. Even when I was there, when we went to high school, it was the 10th largest city in the country, Mike.
Right.
Population-wise. It's not a big city, population-wise, right? It's still
spread out.
Yeah, it was still the 10th largest city. So it wasn't like when you say West Texas, you are literally talking about like you're talking about like Friday Night Lights and Odessa Permian. San Antonio wasn't like that. It wasn't just isolated in a small town and we're riding horses to school. But I will tell you that some of that stuff, absolutely, it played out. You're talking about Dazed and Confused, which is a great movie, by the way. If you've never seen it, go check it out. Early Matthew McConaughey, it's a great movie. But no, man, I find it fascinating when you tell these stories like, yeah, we were at this bar in the city, and I'm like, how old were you? I was 16. I'm like, how are you getting away with this? But I will say this, in a big city,
It's
there are a lot less opportunities for them to like shake you down and check you out.
It's just, you know, when I was a kid, we all wore suits, and not like, you know, it was like Goodfellas or anything like that. But when I say suits, Oren, our producer and engineer, I mean like, you know, Chess King. You know, like a merry-go-round, like a tan double-breasted suit with like a purple shirt and a tan matching tie, but that was the ensemble. And I was 14 years old with fake ID at a bar called the Lemon Tree in Queens Village, And I was just so blown away that I got in that when I got down to the bar, is downstairs, and I go into the bartender's like, what are you drinking? And I literally, I'm like, what does dad do? So I literally, I even faked the voice. I go, give me a 7 and 7.
You don't sound like that.
Because I sounded like Joe Pesci when I was a child. Thanks to my professor in Florida State for, you know, beating that accent out of me. But anyway, we'll talk more about that in Guy Talk. Great. Ross Tucker is going to have a pretty cool event with one of my favorite beers up there, Labatt's. And they're going to be just his old high school bar. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. You can get Labatt's down here. I think you can get Labatt's down
certainly.
Here.
I mean, I know
I'm thinking of some of the, you know, some of the regional beers.
They have Labatt's on draft at Twin Peaks.
Do they?
Yeah, Labatt's Blue. I drink Labatt's Blue.
You sure did, yes. Because I was going to say, there are some of these regional beers that you cannot necessarily get. I think pretty much you can find them everywhere now, but you go to certain parts of the country and it's like, oh, you can only find it here. I was like, only in Michigan. All right, man, as we talk about the NFL draft, we're going to get back into the Braves. Look, it's not about winning, right? It is. 4 in a row is great. They're going to try to make it 5 tonight. Sean Murphy's coming alive, but it's funny because Mike and I were talking about, I think it was Jeff Francoeur who came on, not with us, but was quoted as saying a lot of different things about trying to defend Snicker with this whole Ronald Acuña thing. We will fill you in on that as well. But, Mike, as far as the draft, here's what we know, at least leading up to the next couple of days. And coming up at 5, I'm going to tell you who I think the Falcons may be in on. Stay tuned for that.
Mm.
Peter Schrager's saying the Browns and the Giants are fielding trade inquiries. So you have the Titans who come out today and say, organizationally, we're committed to staying at number one. Okay, great. I think it's too cost prohibitive for somebody to come get the number one pick this year. If there was a game-changing kind of player that everybody was in on, you'd have more teams willing to give up draft capital and maybe make a move with the Titans. That is not the case right now. So, Mike, I think the Titans are saying, look, nobody's going to give our price. That might be the cops calling me right now.
We have a beer ticket from 1992.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah. We've got the picture. But somebody's saying, hey, we're going to give up what you want. That's not happening. But Peter Schrager's saying the Browns and the Giants are fielding inquiries.
Now, the thing about the Giants is they – and you probably – if you guys are following this, you've probably seen this and read this. The Giants have done almost 2 years of work on Shedeur Sanders. So it's either the greatest work, if you want to use a wrestling phrase, of all time to create a sense of urgency to come up and get him, or – they are just literally going to sit there till the 11th hour. And won't that be something, Carl, when they're on the clock, if the Giants, you'll know pretty early if they don't make their selection. They're fielding calls and they take it all the way down to the last few minutes. But are they maybe just in love with Abdul Carter? They don't trust Shedeur Sanders necessarily. This dynamic of Shedeur Sanders falling all the way to 15 and beyond. That's the two most compelling storylines is what's going to happen there. And is anyone moving up to get any of these quarterbacks we don't think are really worth taking in the top 20?
Well, Tyler Shuck's one of them.
Right.
And he's gotten momentum here over the last couple of weeks, more so than I think anybody knew about or at least perceived at the time. Darren Mooji, Mike, is the new general manager for the Jets. He was asked about Aaron Rodgers. That's the other compelling thing, right? Because you're talking about Shedeur potentially falling, and if he doesn't go here, if he doesn't go there, does it say something about maybe they know what Aaron Rodgers is doing? And then who knows? Because today Mike Tomlin came out and said, Rodgers will have no effect on how we approach this draft. We're going to do what we need to do. Mm. Typical Mike Tomlin, like, we don't care. Right. If he comes, great. But if he doesn't, we're still going to draft the way we need to draft. Here is the new general manager of the Jets talking about the Aaron Rodgers situation.
I understand the question. I addressed that at the combine. But today I just want to talk about the draft and Jets players.
You have any regrets from that meeting?
I understand the question, but I'm just going to talk about the draft and current Jets players.
They were trying to get him to answer what Aaron had said happened in the meeting with him and Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji.
Always know. That's one of my pet peeves. I understand the question. Well, if you understand the question, answer the question. It's the most condescending thing that anybody in sports can say in a power position.
You know who used to say that to?
Oh, I know.
You know who used to say that, right? Dan Quinn used to say that, guys. He used to say that all the time. Fellas, I understand the question.
Drives me
answer
up
it.
A wall. Well, then, okay, then you understand. Let's have it. Let's have it. Out with it.
DQ used to say that all the time. Fellas, I understand the question. Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Remember, because we literally did good cop, bad cop for like, I think it was left guard for like 4 weeks in a row during camp. Understand the question. Competition continuing. Iron sharpens. Oh, stop it.
Yep. That was DQ. I mean, he'd say that all the time. But he would not answer that question as far as how Rodgers described how that meeting went. And I don't think they're going to. Mike, I think they're so ready to move on, they don't want to address that. Here are a couple of other things. Matthew Stafford will welcome a quarterback with open arms and try to teach him as much as he possibly can. Look, There are five teams right now, in my opinion, that need quarterbacks. I don't know if all five are going to take them. The last two are the most interesting. Steelers at 21, Rams at 23. Rams know they're running out of time with Matthew Stafford. Why does Stafford come out all of a sudden now and say, oh, of course, with open arms? His career is almost done. He may make another run to the Super Bowl. They're young, they're talented, they're good enough. But, Mike, I think that everybody is dismissing Sean McVay potentially drafting a guy this
draft.
Yes,
you know me, man. Is he a man crush? I'd say so. I mean, again, from right here in Atlanta, guy certainly at Marist, knows what he's doing, can take a guy like Jalen Milroe and maximize his talent. I think Milroe needs the right – he needs the loving touch, Carl.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To maximize his talent.